The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Becker on Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5, the game on this Friday morning. Hope everybody's having a good start to your day. Or a good day to this point. A lot of you have been started for a long time. Let's bring in Terry McCormick, TitanInsider.com. He is starting a new look at that website, and I'm going to let Terry tell you all about it. Terry, what's up?
Well, thanks for having me, Darren and Willie. Titan Insider, as you well know, Darren, started in 2010 when you and I created it together. And
around this time, by the way.
Around this time, exactly.
In August, and, when we launched.
Absolutely. And it's going to have a new look. Starting on Monday, we have a brand new partnership, and it's with Main Street Media. And for those who may not be familiar with Main Street Media, they are a community network of local newspapers they're basically the hometown community papers in cities like Gallatin, Hendersonville, Portland, Springfield, Murfreesboro, Lebanon, Dixon, Clarksville, you name it. And they're pretty much around the Nashville area in the suburban counties and whatnot. And we have agreed to a partnership, and they're going to be running Titan Insider copy in some of their publications. And we're going to be partnering to work on ad sales for the website, and also there may be plans for a podcast down the road.
Outstanding. So all this starts, new look on Monday?
Monday.
All right.
That's when it all starts. I'm excited about it.
Well, congratulations on that, and gosh, it is hard to believe that it's been a decade since TitanInsider.com launched, and we started that venture teaming up with 24/7 Sports, Shannon Terry, and Bobby Burton and that crew over there, and still going strong a decade later. So the Titans will be over at Nissan Stadium today taking in a practice. What do you make of that? We know there's no preseason. How do you view camp to this point?
Well, it's going to be interesting. I think, first of all, I'm sitting here in the parking lot of Nissan Stadium waiting to go in. Looks like it's going to be a little bit of a drizzly wet practice, mm-hmm. and a little bit of rain falling here in Nissan Stadium, so that's going to be an interesting adjustment for them to deal with. There will be no sanctity of the bubble to go into in this practice for the Titans if things start to get the rain starts to get a little harder. But thus far, I think it's interesting. You know, when you're just sitting there watching practice from the field and seeing what's going on, other than there being more restricted areas and you're doing the Zoom meetings for the interviews so that there's really no player-to-media interaction or no coach-to-media interaction in person. It looks like a normal practice except for when a coach has his mask on or something like that. But the fact that there's no preseason, that there are no joint practices, which had kind of become the rage around the league the last couple of years, it's going to make this entirely different. I think you saw a good example of how different it is a couple of days ago when the Titans decided to move on from seventh-round rookie Cole McDonald and brought in veteran quarterback Trevor Siemian to be a more sure thing as their backup, because the plan was to groom Logan Woodside with the preseason games this summer and let him be the number two quarterback, and then have Cole McDonald as either a 53rd guy slash practice squad guy, whichever one was a better fit, and let him be the developmental guy for down the road and try it that way. But because there's no preseason, because there's no joint practices or anything like that, they had to make a move. They had to get somebody with some experience, because what happens if Ryan Tannehill has an ankle injury during the season? You're not going to trust an untested Logan Woodside, and you're certainly not going to trust Cole McDonald. So that's an example of how just because a guy had experience and you can bring him in and kind of crash course him, he's a better option than a developmental guy right now because there's no way to develop him.
Yeah, but, I mean, honestly, is it that big of a difference? And, I mean, they've been glowing about Logan Woodside. What's changed? I mean, we knew he has not been tested. He is a, what? So what? You feel more comfortable in preseason action? He's had preseason action. They like him. So what's changed?
Well, I just think that they felt like when you look at this roster, when you look at this team, look where they went last year to the AFC Championship game. So this is not a rebuilding team. This is not the Titans of 2015 where, you know, they're going to be lucky to win three games. This team believes that it can go deep in the playoffs once again. So to me, that was a glaring hole. Logan Woodside is the backup quarterback, not because the kid may not have talent, but because he has zero experience. How many non-experienced quarterbacks get the keys to a playoff team?
Yeah, but Terry,
injury, whether it's not.
It was
not,
a glowing.
Not very often.
Right, but it was a glowing weakness to you. It was a glowing weakness to this show. We've talked about it, and probably a whole lot of other people. We've talked about it a lot. So, but they have been absolutely behind the Logan Woodside movement and telling us how great he is and how and they even trotted him out for Zoom calls. And I'm just saying that's fine. They know him better than us. But what changed? I mean, it seemed like they were willing to stand up and say, you guys don't believe in him. We do. And then all of a sudden we're sitting here today going, but now we're going to use Trevor Siemian as the backup.
Well, I think what happened is more a reflection, as much a reflection of Logan Woodside as it is, as much a reflection of Cole McDonald as it is of Logan Woodside. You know, I think they kind of realized that, one, they need a backup with some experience, which Trevor Siemian brings. You know, now granted, I agree with you, we've been saying it all along that they needed somebody with more experience than Logan Woodside. But they don't have the time or the means this year to develop a guy like Cole McDonald. Cole McDonald was not going to factor into the 2020 Titans in any way, shape, or form in a game. And if he had to, then this team is headed for a top five pick. Would you agree with that?
Yeah. Well, yeah, of course. Of course.
So I think that Cole McDonald kind of became expendable to them, and it allowed them to bring in Trevor Siemian to compete with Logan Woodside for the number two job. I think they felt like, you know, Logan Woodside had played some in preseason against, you know, third-teamers, let's be honest. He was playing against guys who were going to be selling cars.
Yeah.
And you know, at the end of August, right?
Uber drivers.
Exactly. But this year, I think the plan was that he was going to play against guys who were going to be in the league. He was going to play against the twos, maybe even start a preseason game and play against the ones so that it would look more real. And I think those plans were derailed because of the COVID and because of the cancellation of the preseason. And I think that's why they decided that we can't go with a guy who has zero experience when we can't even get him halfway legitimate experience in the preseason.
What is the right side of the offensive line going to look like?
Well, it's going to be Nate Davis, and it's going to be Dennis Kelly to start with. And Dennis Kelly's going to have a leg up in this competition, I think, for a lot of the same reasons that Trevor Siemian is here, is because he's got experience. He knows what he's supposed to do. He knows his assignments. Now, does Isaiah Wilson have a lot more upside? Is Isaiah Wilson probably going to be your tackle for the next 4 to 6 years at some point? Yeah, I would think so if he pans out. But right now, because he had no offseason other than Zoom calls, because he's kind of getting on-the-job training here as we go through training camp, he's a guy that is a little bit behind the eight ball and a little bit behind in terms of what he's going to be able to bring to the offense. So there could eventually be a change at that spot, but I would look probably 70-30 that Dennis Kelly is going to be your opening day right tackle.
By the way, real quick before Willie jumps in here, the Broncos have announced that there will be no fans in the stands for that Monday night football opener against the Titans. So just wanted to pass that along.
Hmm. So, not Terry, let's...
No.
Yeah, let's go to the other side of the ball, Terry. How do you think the chemistry looks? And it's hard. I'm sure it's hard for you to answer this question, but... You know, everybody's curious on Mike Vrabel as he shifted the roles around. He's going to be more hands-on with the defense. There's no defensive coordinator, I guess, by name. How does it look to you?
Looks largely similar to what it has looked. I think, you know, from a personnel standpoint, they're going to miss Jarrell Casey. I don't think there's any doubt about that. I think that Jeffrey Simmons is going to be the guy that they're going to count on to step up and fill that role. In terms of scheme, I don't think you'll see a lot of difference, and I think that that's probably one reason that they didn't bring in a defensive coordinator from the outside is because with all that's going on this offseason, they wanted to keep as much continuity as possible and try to keep this same system and this same scheme going. Now, as far as who's going to call the plays on Sunday, I think it's probably going to be Mike Vrabel. As far as who's going to put the package together, the defensive game plan, I think – Vrabel's fingerprints will be on that, but I think it's going to be Shane Bowen. I think you're going to see some of Jim Haglett, who's come in to be the inside linebackers coach, is probably going to have some say in it. I think pretty much every position coach will probably have some type of contribution to that defensive game plan with no defensive coordinator per se to be able to, you know, put his stamp on it. So I think it's going to be a collective effort, but the buck's going to stop with Vrabel.
One thing everybody's going to be looking at is, have they improved their pass rush? With the personnel that they have right now, what's best case, what's worst case in your mind?
Best case is that Beasley finally passes the physical and figures out that he still has some football left in him. I think, you know, that's a guy they brought in and they're hoping to get some good mileage out of. I think they were hoping that on a one-year deal he might show himself to motivated. I don't know necessarily that that's the case right now because we've barely seen him. We saw him one day working off on the side of the field, so we do know that he's still in existence. But other than that, we don't know a whole lot about Mr. Beasley except what people in Atlanta tell us about how he was down there. Best case scenario is that they get him. He comes in, he's motivated to play, and that makes Harold Landry a better player because there's somebody to account for on the other side, and that Jeffrey Simmons is disruptive in the middle of the defensive line, which allows other guys, because I think they're still going to have to do some blitzing and all like they did with Logan Ryan last year to try and manufacture pressure. Worst-case scenario is Vic Beasley doesn't pan out, and they're forced to go with basically the same guys on the outside that they did last year when we saw Harold Landry start off hot and then fade down the stretch, I think, because they overused him. I think the wild card in this is a couple of guys that last year kind of came on as the season ended. Kamalai Correa, the light seemed to come on for him in the second half of last year, and they got some good snaps from him. And then Derek Roberson, kind of a situational guy, not real great on first and second down against the run, but a guy who can come in on third down and turn the corner and get to the quarterback. So I think those are guys that they want to step it up and continue to put up decent numbers. But I think the wild card in all this, the big question in all this is, can they get Vic Beasley healthy and motivated, and can they get enough out of him that it'll take some of the pressure off of Landry?
Terry McCormick is with us from TitanInsider.com. Terry, Darren and I can certainly envision, and all fans that have been to a training camp before can envision what the intensity, what a preseason practice looks like in a normal year. You've been doing this for a long, long time. What is the difference in the way a practice looks? I've been watching the Hard Knocks, And it does dawn on me now that, you know, everything's behind from what we see. They do the week of filming, and then they put together their episode. But the early practices look so different. You know, they've had so many workouts where nobody's even wearing a helmet, and then at the end they start wearing helmets, but it's still nothing close to a real football situation. What have you seen from how the Titans are going about it? What are the big differences?
Well, one of the big differences is that they try to social distance as much as they can when they can, and you can't do that very well on a football field, obviously. When you're going across from the guy, and, you know, your job is to block him, or your job is to shed a block, that sort of thing. The coaches are in masks. You know, they'll occasionally pull the mask down to speak, and, you know, if they're not audible enough. But the coaches, for the most part, are wearing masks while practice is going on. Each player, you know, there's not the the drinking, you know, bucket, you know, that the hose that squirts out, and they drink water from that. Nobody's sharing anything. Everybody has their own individual water bottle, their own individual towel. The running backs the other day, when they were doing individual drills, every player had a football. The football had their number on it. Derrick Henry's had a 22 on it, so that no one else besides Derrick Henry and the ball boy would touch that football. So that's some of the subtle differences that you're seeing as part of all this. You have to kind of look for when they're playing between the whistle, still looks like football. But when they're in between things and they're doing individual drills, you start to notice some of those subtleties and some of those changes that have been made to cope with the coronavirus.
Darren, I'd like to make this announcement for those that that care, which is none, besides Terry and I. We're in the same Terry got me into this What If Sports Simulated Baseball League. I'd like to report that both of us are in last place in the season that we just started here. This is our third season since the pause happened in March, and I thank Terry for changing my world, because now I'm in this alternate universe, which is simulated baseball. Terry has lost in the World Series in the first two. I've made the playoffs in the first two. Terry and I right now are both in last place. The problem is my Mets are 2-11 and 9 games out of first. Terry's team is 7-6. He's the Angels, and he's only 2 games out. So last place can mean different things. So, Terry, good luck to you in the rest of the season. My
Why
team
the
certainly
Angels?
Needs it.
Why aren't you the Yankees?
Because Mitch Light scarfed up the Yankees before I could get to them.
Oh, wow. Some tension.
There's more than one Yankee fan in this league.
Some tension between The Athletic and TitanInsider.com.
Yeah, there you go.
Terry, best of luck with everything
forward. Mitch's Yankees are also in last place there, you'd be glad to know. They're 4-9. They're not doing well.
Hey, good luck with everything on Monday. Enjoy the practice today at Nissan Stadium, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, sounds good, guys. Thanks.
All right, that is Terry McCormick, TitanInsider.com. New look starting on Monday, and it is hard to believe that site was launched a decade ago. This month, a decade ago, and still running strong.
How about that?
Yep, we'll come back. More of Darren, Donick, and Chase on the other side, ESPN 102.5, The Game.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.